I'm Kate Botello. This is Classical IPR in Concert. Sea shanties are having quite a viral moment right now. This is Nathan Evans.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, up down, oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar.
The song is The Wellerman, a 19th century sea shanty turned viral sensation with currently more than 7 million views on TikTok, and it earned Nathan a recording contract and an iTunes single. So what is a sea shanty? Why is this music having such a moment? We're taking a deep dive into sea shanties with this sea shanty sing-along soiree. Let's get the Wellerman out of our system. Here's Nathan Evans with the whole song.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, up down, oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. Before the boat had hit the water, the whale sail came up and caught her. Hands to the side, harp and fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack, then tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as affair, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The wellerman makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew and all. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
That was Nathan Evans with his brand new iTunes single, The Wellerman, turned viral because hundreds and hundreds of people wanted to sing along with that song. Why? To help unravel this mystery, I had a chat with Lee Murdoch, an expert who delivers the waterfaring history of the Great Lakes and the sea in story and song. First of all, let's start with the semantics. Is it sea chanty or sea shanty?
I believe it's derived from French. And I believe most people are saying shanty, and as the CH, and I believe in the French language, quite often is soft, like sh. But it's derived from chant, you know, and the repeated work and that type of thing. So that's how I pronounce it, sea shanties.
So long story short, shanty or chanty, you're fine either way. Now, I don't know about you, but before I started this deep dive on sea shanties for Classical IPR, pretty much the only one I knew by heart was this one.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish.
And as it turns out, there is a purpose to sea shanties that goes way beyond swinging your elbows.
Working the songs together actually created more efficiency of the work. They've actually discovered that there is more oxygen in the blood when people are singing at work than if you're not, okay?
Really?
It's amazing. And so it really improves the work, makes it much more efficient.
There are different types of sea shanties for all the different types of work on a ship. So we'll start with what's known as a long haul or halyard shanty. This is intended for heavy labor over a long period of time, especially with raising or lowering a heavy sail. And this is so neat the way that it works. The shanty master sings the verses, and then the sailors pull on the stressed word. So for instance, the shanty master might sing, "As I was a-walkin' down Paradise Street." When the sailors respond, singing, "Way, hey, blow the man down," they pull on the words "way" and "blow." Then, when the shanty master sings the next line of verse, "A pretty young damsel I chanced for to meet," that gives all the sailors a chance to get a breath and a good grip to tug again on the stressed beats on "Give me some time to blow the man down." Isn't that neat? By the way, a song like "Blow the Man Down" has many, many verses in it, enough to get the job done. So just about every recording that you'll hear of this song is different. So let's hear some examples of long haul or halyard shanties. Starting with their own version of "Blow the Man Down" and a series of long haul sea shanties, these are the men of the Robert Shaw Chorale.
"Oh, blow the man down, bullies, blow the man down.
To me, way, hey, blow the man down.
Blow the man down, bullies, blow him away.
Give me some time to blow the man down. We went over the bar on the 13th of May. To me, way, hey, blow the man down. The Galloper jumped and the gear came away. Oh, give me some time to blow the man down.
As I was a-walking down Paradise Street.
To me, way, hey, blow the man down.
A saucy young damsel I happened to meet.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
I says to her, Polly, and how do you do?
To me, way, hey, blow the man down.
Says she, none the better for seeing of you.
Give me some time to blow the man down. Oh, say, Mrs. Tinkers, and tay, Mrs. Ben, to me, way, hey, we're all of us coming to see you again. Oh, give me some time to blow the man down.
So we'll blow the man up and we'll blow the man down.
To me, way, hey, blow the man down.
And we'll blow him away into Liverpool town.
Give me some time to blow the man down. Give me some time to blow the man down.
Give me time.
Give me time.
Give me time.
Give me time.
Run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run and fall, and run by the leg of the run
Two classic and famous sea shanties, Blow the Man Down and What Shall We Do with the Drunken Sailor? Again, those are long haul shanties. Here's another long haul or halyard shanty that has a different sound from some of the others. Not all shanties are about being lively and having that elbow swinging sound. This one is a very beautiful choral piece. It's called Tom's Gone to Hilo. So where's Hilo? It's spelled H-I-L-O. A place called Hilo in Hawaii sounds familiar, but no, this is actually about a town that's spelled Y-L-O, still pronounced Hilo, and it is a port town in Peru. This is an absolutely gorgeous rendition performed by the Men of the Robert Shaw Chorale. That was Tommy's Gone to Hilo, a long-haul shanty. Now, Lee Murdoch has personal experience with the success of a long-haul shanty.
One of my favorite songs that I've sung aboard a vessel, the Manitou, out of Grand Traverse, and a very interesting story, is a song called Hangin' Johnny. And I'll just sing a little bit of it for you so you know how it goes. Oh, they call me Hangin' Johnny. And the crew would sing, hooray, boys, hooray. And then I'd sing, oh, they call me Hangin' Johnny. And they'd sing, so hang, boys, hang. And in these types of work songs, you had a leader or a shantyman. And then you had the crew or the task detail. And they would call response to each other. See? And so I was on the Manitou. It was a music cruise. This was a number of years ago. And since I was the musical entertainment, one of the passengers people said, you know, it'd be great to sing while we haul the sail in the morning. I said, oh, well, we can do that. I had never really done it that much before. I was a performer on stage. And the first mate, a fellow named Bill, didn't want to have anything to do with that. He was truly a ragbagger, if you will. Let's just get the sail up and let's get going, you know. And so the captain, Dave McGinnis, said, okay, we'll tell you what we're going to do. We got two sails to put up. We'll put the main up the way you want to do, Bill, and then we'll put the fore up with the shanty. And he said, fine. And so all of us were strung out on the deck, and we would haul the lines, and we got it up okay, pretty good. It was a big sail. And sometimes our hands got in the way of each other and that type of thing. And then just before the sail was completely up, they had to do this thing called 2-6 heave. And I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but that was from the tall ship maritime naval tradition. And finally got it up sit fine, and it was good. Then we went forward, and I stood amidship. And we had the two halyards laying up, and I started singing. We had sung the night before a little bit, so they knew the song, you know. And I sang like not even five verses, you know, five times through the song, and the sail was up, and didn't have to do the 2-6 heave. It just went right in place. And what was fascinating, I went aft by the wheel, and I said to Captain, "So what'd you think?" He said, "On that foresail, I've never seen a sail go up so fast in my life." And that, again, is not me. Yeah, I sang the song, but that was everybody working together and the song coming through. And the reason for the songs were very apparent.
Here's Lee Murdoch with Hangin' Johnny.
Oh, they call me a Hangin' Johnny. Hooray, boys, hooray. Oh, they call me a Hangin' Johnny. So hang, boys, hang. Oh, hang and haul together. Hooray, boys, hooray. Oh, hang for better weather. So hang, boys, hang. We'll sway and hang together. Hooray, boys, hooray. Like seabirds of a feather. So hang, boys, hang. Oh, they call me a Hangin' Johnny. Hooray, boys, hooray. Oh, they says I hangs for money. So hang, boys, hang. They say I hung my mother. Hooray, boys, hooray. And then I hung my brother. So hang, boys, hang. I'd hang all boarding bosses. Hooray, boys, hooray. Who nicked us for their losses. So hang, boys, hang. I'd hang all scrimping owners. Hooray, boys, hooray. Oh, the same as any Joners. So hang, boys, hang. I'd hang a careless rigger. Hooray, boys, hooray. Who couldn't plan or figure. So hang, boys, hang. I'd hang all buckle mitts. Hooray, boys, hooray. All on the devil's gates. So hang, boys, hang. I'd hang a lazy soldier. Hooray, boys, hooray. The same as any other. So hang, boys, hang. I'd hang them all together. Hooray, boys, hooray. I'd hang them all together. So hang, boys, hang.
That was Lee Murdoch with Hangin' Johnny. By the way, Lee wanted to make very clear that the song was never about capital punishment in any way. It's just about hanging sails. Lee Murdoch has all kinds of wonderful songs and stories to share, and you can find out more at his website, LeeMurdoch.com will link it in the post for this classical IPR and concert episode. I'm Kate Botello. Thanks for joining us for the Sea Shanty Sing-Along Soiree. Still more shanties to learn about, but first, let's pick up some sailor slang that we already knew. For instance, the end of a line, which is attached to an anchor or something, is called the working end. The loose and unattached end of a line is called the bitter end. And that's where that phrase comes from. Or have you heard the cat's out of the bag? Well, that's a cat of nine tails whip used to punish sailors. So if it was out of the bag, that meant somebody was in big trouble. Now let's learn about another type of shanty, the short haul shanty, also known as a short drag shanty or a foresheet shanty. This is for short hauling jobs that require a few bursts of great force, like changing the directions of the sails. And the way this works is that you use one strong pull for chorus, usually on the last word. So in Way, Holloway, Holloway, Joe, you pull on the word Joe.
Way, Holloway, Holloway, the Bonnet, Way, Holloway, Holloway, Joe. Way,
here's a little series of short haul or short drag shanties. We'll hear Holloway Joe, Haul on the Bowline, Boney, and Paddy Doyle's Boots.
Way, Holloway, Holloway, the Bonnet, Way, Holloway, Holloway, Joe. Way, Holloway, hold the pipe and it's a rolling. Way, Holloway, Holloway, Joe.
Way, Holloway, oh, we'll hang it all together.
Thank you. it's a couple weeks to payday. On the boat, on the boat, and on the boat, and so heard I in the boat. On the boat, in the boat, and on the boat, and so heard I in the morning. Won't you call on the boat, and the boat, and on.
Barney was a warrior.
Away, hey,
a warrior. Terrier.
Jean-Francois.
Barney beat the Prussians.
Away, hey,
the Austrians, the Russians.
Jean-Francois.
Barney went to school in France.
Away, hey,
drank the Russians out a dance.
Jean-Francois.
Barney marched to Moscow.
Away, hey,
lost his army in the snow.
Jean-Francois.
Licked him in Trafalgar Bay.
Away, hey,
shot his main topmast away.
Jean-Francois.
Was on the plains of Waterloo.
Away, hey,
the boy who put him through.
Jean-Francois.
He met the Duke of Wellington.
Away, hey,
and then his downfall was begun.
Jean-Francois.
Barney went to cruising.
Away, hey,
aboard the Billy Ruffian.
Jean-Francois.
Sent him into exile.
Away, hey,
died upon St. Helen's Isle.
Jean-Francois.
Barney was a warrior.
Away, hey,
a warrior, a terrier.
Jean-Francois.
Do me why, hey, hey, we'll pay Paddy Doyle for his boots.
Hop!
Do me why, hey, hey, we'll pay Paddy Doyle for his boots. Do me why, hey, hey, we'll all drink whiskey and gin.
Hop!
Do me why, hey, hey, we'll all shave under the chin. Do me why, hey, hey, we'll all throw bread at the cook.
Hop!
Do me why, hey, hey, that dirty old man on the poop.
Hop!
Do me why, hey, hey, we'll hang Paddy Doyle by his boots.
Lash!
Do me why, hey, hey, we'll hang Paddy Doyle
by his boots!
Ending with Paddy Doyle's boots, a short selection of short hall shanties. Before we get into our next type of shanty, let's learn a couple of sailor terms that we already know. Have you been feeling blue? Then you have something in common with a ship who has lost its captain at sea. When the ship lost her captain, it would have a blue band painted along her hull, and it would fly a blue flag when she returned to port. So that is where that comes from. Are you planning on going out dressed to the nines? That comes from a maritime victory, and when celebrated, the ship would return to her home port dressed in bunting and flags. The crew would get all dressed up and out on the 9 yards of a tall ship to greet their country. Our next type of sea shanty is a capstan shanty. This is meant for long, repetitive work, and often these shanties have a very steady rhythm. This is for something like raising the anchor on the ship, where you had to wind the rope around a capstan, which is a sort of giant winch, and then sailors move heavy wooden bars while walking around. Here's a set of 4 capstan shanties: A Rovin', Randy Dandy O, Bound for the Rio Grande, and Storm Along John.
In Amsterdam there lived a maid, mark well what I do say. In Amsterdam there lived a maid, and she was mistress of her trade. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid.
A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my rule I am. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid.
I took that fair maid for a walk.
Mark well what I do say.
I took that fair maid for a walk, and we had such a loving talk.
I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving.
my arm around her waist, mark well what I do say. I put my arm around her waist. She said, young man, you're in great haste.
I'll go no more around
love with you, me fair maid.
Hey!
anchor's on board and the cable's all scored to be rollicking randy dandy.
Sing you a song of the fish of the sea.
Oh, Rio.
I'll sing you a song of the fish of the sea.
And we're bound for the Rio Grande. Then away, love, away, love, away, down Rio. So fare ye well, my pretty young girl.
Goodbye to Sally and goodbye to Sue.
Oh, Rio.
And you who are listening, goodbye to you, for we're bound for the Rio Grande.
Then away, love, away, away, down Rio.
So fare ye well, my pretty young girl, for we're bound for the Rio.
Ship went sailing out over the
bar. Sailing out
over the
storm is dead and gone.
come along, get along, stormy along, John. Aha! Come along, get along, stormy along, John. Aha!
Capstan shanties for long, hard work. Now, we've mentioned here there were shanties for every kind of job on a ship, including pumping the bilge, which takes a long time. That's all built up in the bottom of the boat, and it has to be pumped out. We're going to hear several pumping shanties. The first two are Santa Anna and Spanish Ladies, and the last one, Leave Her Johnny, is also a good one for doing the last pumping of the bilge and everything in it right before all of the sailors arrive at port and exit the ship for good.
All on the plains of Mexico, Santiana won the day.
Way on me, Santiana,
he came the day at Monterey.
All on the plains of Mexico, he beat the Prussians fair.
Thank you.
say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Tomorrow you will get your pay, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her. I hate to sail on this rotten tub. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. No grog allowed and rotten grub, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her. The cooks are drunk and the mate is
Stever,
Stever, Johnny, leave her. And the crew is 14 men too few, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her. We'd be better off in a nice clean jail. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. With smuggling whores and smuggling ale, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.
Ending with Leave Her Johnny, some pumping shanties. And that one, again, is often the last one sung on a ship before everybody departs. So we've heard shanties for all different kinds of work, but where do sea songs come in? Those are a type of song called a forecastle song, or fo'c'sle, or forebitter. These were the songs that were sung by sailors when they were off duty, or also sung by the officers when they were hanging around in the evening having some brandy or grog, or whatever the beverage of choice may be. And in fact, they may end up in the state that is yet another sailing term we already knew, three sheets to the wind, referring to not having control of a boat because the sheets or lines connected to the sails had been let go or lost. A great way to fight that off might be with a good square meal. That term comes from the square plates that the Royal Navy served sailors' meals on. We'll start out our fo'c'sle songs with actually one that is often used for work, sometimes as a pumping shanty, but it is just the most eerie, beautiful piece. This is called Lowlands Away. We're going to hear this performed by La Nef. After that, we'll hear Rollin' Down to Old Maui and Shenandoah.
I dreamed a dream the other night. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. My lassie came dressed all in white. Lowlands away. I dreamed my love came in my sleep.
Once more we sail with a northerly gale through rain and rain. Them coconut fronts, them tropical lands, we soon shall see again. 6 hellish months have passed away on the cold Kamchatka Sea. But now we're bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui, rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui.
Strife and tough life, sail with the North Gale.
Once more we sail with a northerly gale towards our island home. Our mainmast sprung, our whaling done, and we ain't got far to roam. Our stunsail boom is carried away. What care we for that sound? A living gale is after us. Thank God we're homeward bound. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic round, rolling down to old Maui. How soft the breeze through the island trees, now the ice is far astern. Them native maids, them tropical glades, is awaiting our return. Even now their big brown eyes look out, hoping some fine day to see. Our baggy sails running for the gales, rolling down to old Maui, rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic route, rolling down to old Maui.
Thank you.
ending with the classic Shenandoah. Those were forecastle or foc'sle songs. Now, there's one more type of sea song that is very well known and very popular. That is the disaster song. Now, I'm about to tell you something really creepy. You know the line in The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald that goes, "The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead"? That is true. The water at the bottom of the Great Lakes is freezing cold, and also fresh water containing no salt, which means that any ship or person who has sunk to the bottom of the lake will remain preserved in that icy stillness for a long, long time. So to wrap up our sea shanty sing-along soiree, let's hear something haunting. This is performed by our special guest, Lee Murdoch, who put together a wonderful medley of two classic disaster songs, both set in Michigan. The first is Red Iron Ore, and then it's put together with, of course, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Here's Lee Murdoch.
Come all you boat fellows that follow the lakes, on an iron ore vessel you're living to make. I shipped in Chicago, bid adieu to the shore, bound for Escanaba and the red iron ore. Derry down, 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 Derry down. In the month of September, the 17th day, $2.25 was all they would pay. On a Monday morning, from the North Branch did take the schooner E.C. Roberts out into the lake. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Now the wind from the southward, it blew a fresh breeze, and down through Lake Michigan, the Roberts did sneeze. Down through Lake Michigan, the Roberts did roar, and on Wednesday morning, we sailed through death's door. Derry down, 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 Derry down. This packet then crossed the mouth of Green Bay, and from her cut water, she dashed the white spray. We rounded Sand Point, the anchor let go, folded up all the canvas, and then went below. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Next morning we hauled alongside the Exile, and then was made fast to an iron ore pile. They lowered the chutes, and like thunder did roar, they spouted into us the red iron ore. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Some sailors took shovels while others took spades. Some took to sluicing, each man to his trade. We looked like red devils, our backs they got sore, and we cursed Escanaba and the red iron ore. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Now the tug Escanaba, she towed out the Minch, and it was there they thought they'd left us in a pinch. Oh, they gave us three cheers as they passed by, saying, "See you in Cleveland next 4th of July." Derry down, 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 Derry down. But through Loose Island Passage, it blew a fresh breeze. We made the foxes, the beavers, the skilligalee. We passed by the Minch for to show her the way, and she ne'er hove in sight till we're off Thunder Bay. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Across Saginaw Bay, then the Roberts did ride, with dark and deep water rolling over her side. And straight for the river, the Roberts did go, where the tug Kate Williams took us in tow. Derry down, 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 Derry down. All through North Passage, oh Lord, how it blew, and all round the dummy, a large fleet hove to. Oh, the night it was dark, old Nick it would scare. Next morning we hove up, for Cleveland did steer. Derry down, 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 Derry down. And now we're in Cleveland, made fast, stem and stern. and over a bottle we'll spin a good yarn. Here's to Captain Harvey Shannon, who had ought to stand treat for getting us to Cleveland ahead of the fleet. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Now my song, it has ended. I hope you won't laugh. All dunnage collected, all hands are paid off. Here's a health to the Roberts. She's staunch, stout, and true, not forgetting the fellows comprising her crew. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they called Gitchigumi. The lake that said never gives up her dead when the skies in November turn gloomy. With the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. But that good ship and crew were a bone to be chewed when the gales of November come early. The ship was the pride of the American sight, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. And as big freighters go, she was bigger than most, with a good crew and captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when she left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when that ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind in the wires made a tattletale sound as a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came later and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it poured freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." Then at 7 p.m. our main hatchway caved in. He cried, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." Then the captain wired in he had water coming in, and his good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when the ship's lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they ain't made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. She might have split up, or she might have capsized, or she might have broke deep and took water. But all that remains are the faces and the names of the wives, the sons, and the daughters. Lake Huron rose, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. Her islands and bays are for sportsmen. Then farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember. So in a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed at the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. And the church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. So the legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early. Derry down, 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 derry down.
Two haunting disaster songs performed by Great Lakes storyteller and expert Lee Murdoch. We heard Red Iron Ore and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Thank you so much for joining us for this Sea Shanty Sing-Along Soiree. Many thanks to Muses Ben and Melissa for filling us in on this whole sea shanty craze. And of course, extra special thanks to our talented, brilliant guest, Lee Murdoch. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Kate Botello. This has been Classical IPR in Concert.